Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Dee. I'm joined with my co-host, Mailman, Duke, and Pablo. We're here broadcasting from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and a ton of others. So hit us up on Twitter at TRDcast, the Real Dream Podcast, with any questions or anything you guys may ask. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about a few range of topics. This is our first episode. But as we grow, we're going to open it up to question Q&As from the listeners and answer whatever questions you guys have. Until then, we're just going to talk about some topics that are in the news and some topics that mean a little bit to us. I don't know if you've listened to the episode beforehand, our precursor episode.
Episode zero.
Zero
for my Spanish family out there. Zero.
The purpose of the podcast is that there is a dream that we have to become successful men. That is our real dream. And in order to do that, we understand that we don't have all the knowledge. So what we are going to do is conversate between ourselves. We're going to get interviews, talk to people that we know in the community, talk to our listeners, and try to get as much information that can better us in different aspects of our life, whether it be spiritually, emotionally, health-wise, relationship-wise, career-wise. The idea is to be a complete person and to make the real dream a reality.
Just do it.
I bet. So we got three topics for today. Our first topic, I'm going to lay it out here.
News your internet, sir.
We already knew that.
I just want to say that.
It's not my internet.
I'm just saying that, like, it goes
probably me leaving the mic. You guys are on headsets.
Okay.
To buying that bootleg stuff from Walmart.
Let me give a shout out to Walmart and shit. They ain't paying us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We're not going to shout out.
I'm like P. Pablo right now. Shout out to Sequel Gin, because I bring it and they're paying me for it.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That part.
All right.
Topics. What are we talking about today?
So our first topic, there's been this discussion on social media all over the place, and I'm sure you guys have seen it. It's this idea that the modern woman now brings something to the table, and she wants to know what a man brings to the table. But what she brings is already what a man brings. She wants a man to be a provider. I already provide for myself. You want the man to be security. I already own guns, whatever the case may be. The problem with this conversation is that women are trying to bring to the table, or say what they bring to the table, based off of their own opinion, but don't ask men what they want a woman to bring to the table. Does that make sense?
Right.
So I'm asking you fellas, what do you want a woman to bring to the table in your relationship?
First thing I'm going to say, peace.
Okay. Okay, mailman. Please elaborate.
Would say that. You of all people would say that. Like, I 100% agree with what you just said right there. For you, of course.
I just want peace. I just need that peace. And it's not like I'm not interested in anything a woman has to say when she's talking or anything like that, because I do listen. But sometimes I don't want to hear about what happened at work with Mary Sue and her husband and all these people that I have no idea who they are. You know, and then you get mad because I'm not listening, but you've been talking for an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I done dragged off and went somewhere else in my head, but like, I don't want that. Or the nagging, or y'all know what I'm talking about when I say I need peace. I just want to be able to come home after I got off from work, maybe get my feet rubbed. I don't know, maybe rub her feet. I don't care. I don't know. I just want peace.
I agree with the peace thing, but I think it goes a little bit deeper than what he's actually going through. Peace is, I'm going to give you 15, 20 minutes after you get off work to just kind of unwind. You know, that's the peace that I'd be looking for. Or you just got home from work, here's your drink, here's your controller. Go ahead, take that hour. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, unwind. I don't want to be talking to nobody when I get off of work. Last thing I want to do is have a conversation with somebody. I just want to lay in bed, play video games for a little bit. Just totally decompress.
Right.
After I'm done, don't get me wrong. I do want to hear about what happened with your day. You know, you know, about what Mary Sue had, or drama. Somebody pulled somebody's hair out. We used flying everywhere. You know? Somebody got right. somebody got stabbed a little bit at work. You never know. Right. But you know,
the drama.
But give me that hour to not talk to nobody. Just had a long day. I dealt with a lot of angry customers. Just give me that hour.
Yeah.
Give me that little peace and quiet for an hour, just to decompress a little bit, and then let me hear about what happened.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. You guys are both seem like, all right, what you want a woman to bring to the table? That sanctuary, that place where home is. You don't need the chaos and the toxicity. You just need someone, you know, you can come home, play your game, and then lay on a boob and just forget.
Duke don't have that problem. Duke don't have that problem. So,
This is what I was going to say.
Yeah, Duke.
Okay. What I want from a woman that brings to the table is loyalty.
Okay.
Loyalty right now is something that everybody don't got, because everybody looking out for themselves.
Yeah.
When you a good enough person to see something in that person that's sitting across from you, whether that be a man or a woman or whatever that may be, for you to be like, you know what, I'm going to be loyal to you the way you ain't got to worry about a thing. And that's reciprocal. That go both ways. Ooh, when you got somebody that you can look right in the eyes and y'all know y'all got each other.
Yeah.
You straight. Right. That's a different type of utopia that takes so much stress off of you. So that's what y'all talking about. You don't even get that, because that reverses and it turns to what did happen at work today, or how was your day? And then you're going to want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of being like, you're talking to me right now, I'm just trying to decompress. Yeah, it's a whole different thought process. And I know you had that for years. So I know, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, but to go along with that, the loyalty, it does take a little bit of time and energy to put forth and to even to get to that loyalty part. Because most people, like Duke said, most people ain't loyal off the jump.
If they are, they're only loyal to their need of you. And once they don't need you anymore, they no longer loyal to you.
Exactly. Say that with your chest, baby. Say that with your chest.
You know what I'm saying?
Most people are so damaged and broken. Like, how are you supposed to get to that point?
True. So yeah, like, you gotta put yourself out there. You right.
If you done already established that you're in a relationship that with each other, then I think that loyalty should already be there. You know what I'm saying?
No problem. No, hey, I'm gonna give you an alarming statistic. 80% of all divorces, that means I pledged my life to you, are filed by women. And the number one cause is a change in employment or a loss of income. The man lost his job. They are no longer loyal to their
need of you.
And that is it.
Social media has changed the game for everybody. It really has. You got chicks doing like the OnlyFans or whatnot. You know, so Instagram, like, oh, I got to get this many likes. I got to do this. And this person did this, this, whatnot, what have you. But, like, it literally has changed the game for, like, every relationship, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because everybody's like, oh, well, you don't do this. Like, you have Instagram? Nah, I don't really mess with social media like that. What? I can't date somebody who doesn't mess with social media. How are you going to say something like that?
Duke don't got a TikTok.
Talking about...
Nope. And I'm proud of that shit too.
I ain't gonna lie, you know, I thought it was a little kids at like, first too.
The first thing is like, and now you OD with that. But
because I got it so I can see what my child was doing, because my child was on TikTok. So now I need to see what TikTok's all about, because my child is on there all the time.
I was looking for ass. Hey, I'm gonna be real with y'all. Like, I downloaded it for one.
But now chicks will be like, oh, I got this person in my DM. I got this person in my DM on TikTok. I'm making videos here. I got this many likes. Like, I don't even really be needing you like that, because I
got this attention from everywhere.
Yeah, but I don't want a female that need me. I want a female that wants me. That's the difference too.
Yes.
Yes. But I don't want a woman that needs attention, especially if she's trying to get attention from other men.
That's exactly my point. You don't want someone that needs you or need that attention. You want somebody that wants you and wants to be with you, to be loyal to you, and you be loyal to her.
All right, so we want women to give us peace. We want loyalty. What else, y'all? What you got, news?
Oh, man. So obviously my situation is different.
Obviously, like yeah, what he right. said, he's like, he needs that round thing in his face all the time. He knows he's all about the booty. He's going on both social media to look for booty.
The booty yes. warrior. Yes.
He's like, look at that booty.
Yes. I like it.
And I want it. We can do this the easy like, way or the hard
way. He's like, yo, that's like a Pringle commercial. Once you pop, you can't go back.
Stupid. No, I agree with all your guys' sentiment. This is just me personally. I believe that the most important aspect to a relationship is whoever you are with is your best friend. That is one thing, right? Yep. At the same token, because of where I'm at in my life, I have put my life and to my listeners, let's give you guys a breakdown. For 12 years, I had been with the same woman. That woman passed away from cancer. So now I'm just a single
God bless. Man. God bless. Right.
Because of everything that woman had to go through, in order to make it work, you have to put all your ambitions, all your goals on hold or cancel them. Because
and that's not her fault.
No, it's not. And it's not anything
you can control. Make sure you say that.
Right. It's not anything you can control. It's not anything I can control. It's not even anything I regret, ever. Given a second chance, I would do it all over again.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Right. I told you, my hero.
Now, here's the thing. Over the last year and a half now, it has just been me and my daughter. And there is a urgency to build a life where she will not need. She can want whatever she wants, but she no longer needs. Daddy got it.
What?
That is the most important thing. I have a grind. I am going to be on my grind, whether you are with me or not. I cannot afford to be with a woman who is not in that same mentality. I can be on my grind separate. I can even help you on your grind, but I am not in the need where you have to put that grind on hold so that way I can succeed. See what I mean? And the only reason I feel that way is because it is an injustice to my daughter. She deserves daddy to go 110% now and succeed, not for daddy to try and then put it on pause because another woman came into his life.
Right.
And that is why, though, you know, News is handsome and charismatic and sexy and probably the best looking.
Stop lying. Stop lying.
Yo, okay.
Stop
okay.
lying. He is, you would, come on.
What?
Now,
what the fuck is you drinking on? I want some of that shit.
Putting on now, boy.
Look, it's my first podcast. You ain't expect me to gas myself up for a minute?
Hold on. Stop it. This is like charismatic. He's like, I'm beautiful. He's like, I'm sexy. Who are you lying to, bud?
I was looking around like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Listen.
It's well, our you're like that person we felt about? Bad for.
You're like,
hey, we're going to adopt you right quick. You know what I'm saying? News, like, he's like, we'll pick you up. We'll
build you up. Let me be realistic. I am an average African-American man. About 6 foot minus 4 inches.
Whoa.
I said okay. Minus 4 inches. Oh, hey, you are gassed up, mister.
Hold on. Let me put the disclaimer. We fucking with each other, but we love each other. Yeah, like that nigga ain't that handsome, though.
No. So, no. Go ahead. No. Hey, listen to you guys. Be completely honest with our listeners.
Hey, on the real, though, we all kings, just like all the real women out there, right. All queens, right. Period.
Right. Yeah. So you need a woman. So what do you want a woman to bring? What to the table? Stability?
No.
A grind?
No.
Friendship. No. Friendship, bro.
Friendship.
Listen to me, and this sounds weird. I am on my grind. Not one of y'all, as my friends, have been like, I think you need to cut that shit out. I think you are spreading yourself too thin. But no, most of you are like, listen, you are making moves. Move.
First off, that's not our job to try to say, hey, you're doing too much. My job is to be like, hey.
Support you.
You know what? We're going to support you in every step of the way. You need help. Every step of the way. We got you. Right. You need this. Exactly. Right, we got you. Exactly. You need somebody to watch your kids? We got you. You need a couple
what
books?
He
we
said.
Got you.
What he said.
You know what I'm saying? But that's well, what
I only say something if y'all standing still. You got to keep moving, bro. Keep going, stay keep lit. Growing. Yeah. That's what you do. You grow every day. Whether it's a big lesson or a little lesson, you make sure you grow every day. That's the bottom line. To
what's the saying? Still water collects algae.
Right.
Gotta have change.
Hold up, dude. We're gonna circle back around this because most men are trying to figure out. I know the topic is what women can bring to the table, but most men can't even bring that to the table.
True. You right. can't ask you're anybody right. to bring anything you're that you're not right. bringing yourself.
Yourself, right?
Exactly.
Please, listeners, I'm gonna make this clear. Those three think I'm a good guy. I am not gonna sit there and say, yes, I'm a good guy. I don't make $100,000. I don't have a Bentley. I don't have all this, but I expect a woman that has that. No, I don't expect nobody. That is why I focus on me. I focus on my grind.
Yeah, you got to be able to do it on your own right. first and, before and you can ask anybody to add to your empire.
And on right. top of that, too, I don't think it's just for any woman to say, I am going to date you. I am going to be a committed relationship with you because you have potential. I wouldn't do it at this point in my life, and I don't expect any other woman to do it at this point in her life.
To me, all this is sounding really, really materialistic. And it's just sounding, it's all about what money you get. And to me, how much money you make don't necessarily make you a good person. And when it comes down to it, I want to be fucking with people that are of good moral character before I start messing with somebody there just because their pockets are fat.
Right.
Yes. That's the same thing when it comes to women. If I'm be dealing with a woman, I want to make sure that she is morally sound and morally stable before I even worry about what her pockets right. are like.
But that's the way that everybody be thinking, though. It don't matter if you're male or female. Everybody's thinking the monetary value. Like, okay, what job? Well, how much you make? What do you do here? What do you do there? What do you do? If it can't make them better, what is the point? And that's the thing that everybody fails to realize. Everybody on the same thing.
What are we considering better, though? If me making $15 an hour mean I'm going to treat you any less than if I was if making $100,000?
Don't get me wrong, dude. Don't get me wrong, man. That's the way females be thinking now. Yeah. Can we travel?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Can we go shopping first before we go shopping? I'm just saying, I got priorities.
Like my daughter comes first, and so I gotta make sure she's taken care of, my bills paid for, and then all that before I'm going and take you shopping for something.
On the real, any of our female listeners, if y'all out there and you got something to say, hit us up so we can get you on here and we can revisit it.
If you have any opinion about this topic, please hit us up on Twitter. We are TRDcast or at TRDcast on Twitter. Hit us up, send us a message. We'll definitely reply or even make it a part of one of
I want to add one more thing to this, what men think that a woman should bring to the table. And I don't think it's what they should bring to the table, but I think it's something that they should leave out of the table. And it's that attitude. Oh, I'm a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm a bad.
There's a portion of the population of strong, independent women that bring a toxicity with it. For example, if I hit on a woman, and I go there and say, hey, look, do you want to date me? Because I'm too good for you, but I'm going to give you a chance. That egotistical thing that men don't want to carry to a relationship, don't want to carry to women because they understand it's not attractive, don't resonate with them. When you become successful, you are like, oh, no, no, no. My man needs to do this. My man needs to be successful. Not only that, he needs to bring a figure salary. Notice how we have all said things that have nothing to do with money. We have been friends for years. I don't ever remember asking you guys what the woman you are dating does for a living.
But see, this is what I'm gonna say.
That comes out later. That does come out.
It comes out because you choose to say it, not because
but this is what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna interject right here.
Go ahead, dude.
I'm gonna pay a little bit. I'm gonna do a little bit of a devil's advocate right here.
Okay.
Because it needs to be. What we just
about to go down.
Not really. What we just talked about. There's two what I like to call poison pills in this conversation. One. Like we're talking about, a female talking about what he do for a living. When her girls is asking her, what dude do? What's the first thing we say? How she look? Those are two poison pills right there. Because when you think about it, the one that you end up with, you don't give a fuck what they, on a female perspective, she don't give a fuck what he do. And on a male perspective, he don't give a fuck what she look like because she make him feel like a king. Like she make her feel like she make him feel like a king. He make her feel like a queen. Right. And that never comes into the equation when shit is real. When you got that real, but when you really love that person, when you really see that spark in that person, it don't matter at all.
I don't think you played devil's advocate. I think it was more like, nah, y'all shut up. I'm gonna drop some wisdom.
I really hope somebody responds to because I would love to have a female on here that we can, and we're not going to attack her. We don't want to attack her. We just want to hear from a female's perspective on what y'all be thinking too.
Please understand.
The whole point of this thing is to get the bounce back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I want to hear it. I definitely want to hear it. I want to hear with a woman's point of view, like an actual woman's point of view how this thing actually works.
Something that's not with one of us, because I can surely get big sis up in there, but that wouldn't be as authentic. So we want somebody that's not associated with us too.
Right. So Duke is the oldest. There are times where he will still drop knowledge on us where we all look like deers in headlights and like, damn, did not think of that. And that moment where you were talking about
that just mean I failed more. That's all. And I'm learning from my shit. That's all that is.
Right. But that's what this is about. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, listeners. We're back. And we're back to our second topic. And our second topic on the news today, a Virginia father dumps 18,000 pennies on his baby mama's yard as his last child support check. Avery Stanford knew what to do when her father dumped 80,000 pennies worth of child support in her mother's front yard. She donated the money to a local domestic abuse shelter. It happened last month in Virginia. Surveillance video caught the father pulling up in his vehicle with a trailer hitched to the rear. He lifted the trailer and dumped the pennies on the curb and on the yard. So my question is, for the women, how mature is this woman? But to my fellas on TRD cast, the Real Dream Podcast, was he wrong?
This is what I'm gonna say. First off, he my spirit animal. I need to meet him. Me and him need to talk.
Second, we should be best friends. This,
and I'm gonna keep it real on this. Did she report that? Because if she ain't reported, that nigga got another payment. Right, if she ain't reported, she got another payment.
For real. So all right, News, how you feel about that?
Trying to be as adult as possible right now. I feel that this was not something that is going to better the relationship between him and his daughter. Does that make sense?
No, she donated the money to
right. But I think there's a part of her that's like, daddy, that was petty. And she's not gonna look at it as what she did right, but she's gonna look at it as you took the low road versus the high road. Now,
okay, so you just took my point.
Now, at the same token, I understand. Did she report it? Well, you gotta pay out again.
For real.
What is the relationship between him and his daughter's mom? This is how I feel about this. First off, that was super petty on his part. Now, that money's supposed to be for his child. He could have found another way to handle that other than hurting his child like that.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel.
It don't sound like he hurt his kid, but she donated it. So it don't sound, because it was the daughter that donated it, wasn't it?
I will play devil's advocate. It was a daughter that decided what happens to the money. There's a chance that this guy could have been a good dad if he was just a really spiteful mother. There's a chance that this guy could have been a bad dad and he's absent. And then she was actually a good mother. But there's also
He could be an asshole.
There's a chance that he was like,
I'm petty.
There's also a chance where he's like, I'm gonna do this to hurt the mom. But instead, because of the mom's relationship with the daughter, it hurt her.
Whether they raised that her together. The daughter separate or together, it got to her to where she's a good person, because the first thing she thought about was, let me give to people that are less fortunate
Hold on. No, what she did was she donated it to a cause for domestic violence or something like that.
She did.
And so that leads me to believe that she did that because that's the reflection of maybe what she was going through in their household or what.
It's a funny story, but it there's a deeper meaning to it. The only person I would be like, hey, I respectfully want to hear from is the daughter. Because it's not about what mom and dad went through together. It is about what you seen, what you experienced, and why that made you choose what you wanted to choose. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back. So we are back. We are back to the TRD podcast. We are back at the Real Dream podcast to our third topic. I want to specify this, okay? I, the news, watch anime.
I'm out this conversation.
Yep, me too.
I watch anime. I'm in there. I'm with you.
Thank you, mailman. Thank you. Show called Naruto that me and my daughter have been watching because she's never seen it.
And I know that one.
There was a statement that was said, and I was like, oh my gosh, I would love to talk about this. During the conversation between the male and the female ninja, he was trying to be cool. She was talking to him about the idea of dying, and she asked him, so are you trying to say men are not meant to be happy? And he said, no, the goal is success. So my question to my co-host, should a man sacrifice success over happiness or happiness over success if he had
Can I answer this first?
Go ahead, Pablo.
Can I answer this first?
Absolutely.
So happiness is a state of mind. Success is something you drive yourself to. I would choose happiness over anything.
Hey, man,
why? Man. Because happiness brings joy into your life. There's a serotonin that happiness brings to your body. There's a state of mind that happiness brings. I don't care what happens to me. As long as I'm happy in life, I can make bad decisions. Be like, okay, but you know what? I was happy with my decision. That led to a lot of fun. You can't say like happiness don't bring you a lot of success, because it does. People see happiness in you, they'll be like, oh, look at this guy.
Well, I think that goes to what you define as happiness. See, for me, my happiness is whenever my kids look at me and smile. That's my happiness. So happiness is different from everybody.
My successful thing is my kids are fed. My kids got everything they need. My kids got this. My kids got that. And so that is literally my success. I don't got to worry about nothing.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't got to worry about nothing at all. And I know my guy Duke, he acknowledges that.
You know what I'm saying? Success for me is being alive at 37.
This is not talked about enough in a people of color community, that the idea of living past, living into your
25.
Mid-30s, into your, 25 now, but even 25. Into your 30s is a form of success.
Yes, success for me is being alive at the age of 37, being able to take care of my kids. That's success, but that's also the things that make me happy, is being able to provide for my child, being able to take my daughter to the park and watch her play. That's what makes me happy.
Happiness and successfulness come hand in hand for me. If I'm happy, I'm successful. So it don't matter what my job title is. It don't matter how much I'm making as far as was in my bank account.
Preacher.
I'm already happy, so therefore I'm successful. That's my quantitative definition of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just remember, too, successful is not a money value. That doesn't mean you're successful. Successful is if you got that peace and you know you're doing what you need to do. You quantitate yourself as being successful.
Yes,
just because you don't make $100,000 don't mean that you're any less successful than somebody else.
I will say it is very obvious that we have all gotten to a point in our life that success is not predicated on your happiness, but our children's success.
It's not attached to a worth.
It's not attached to
a money value.
Right. But we are willing to sacrifice everything for our children's success, which in equate equals our happiness.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is that weird?
Say that shit again.
Is
that
weird? Again, dude. You are willing to take everything that you want and put it to the side and say, if I can build something that causes my child to be happy, I am successful and happy. Because we sit there and we say, would you choose one or the other? But in essence, we all chose one thing. It's not about us. It's about them. Hey, Pablo? Hey, I don't know what happened, but we lost connection to Pablo. But success and happiness does not connect when it comes to when we're talking about ourselves. But when you add our children in the picture, no. Their happiness and their success equates to our happiness.
Our happiness, yeah.
Most definitely.
You see what I mean? Oh,
that's the happy? Correlation. That's the correlation that I was talking about right there.
You got a smile on your face. You got a future ahead of you. Daddy was able to help provide that. Bam. I don't need anything else in life.
Succeeded.
Right?
Pretty much.
On that note, this is the end of the first episode of TRD Podcast. I want to thank Duke, Pablo, and Mailman. Hey, listen. I love you guys. And I wish you
love you too, bro.
And I wish you nothing but happiness and success to all of us. Same thing to you, man. Peace and love.
Back at you. We'll be right back.